Podtacular Halo 3 Show, episode 49 for the week of February 6th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive, and we have some guest hosts with us today.
I'm Kind of Tagia.
And I'm Kilobyte.
I'm freaking a box.
And here we are. We've actually been trying for an hour to do this show.
Yeah.
And here we are finally doing it, and we are glad to be here.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, this is the brand new show type that we kind of can't think of a name for yet because it's so long. The Halo 3 and other games show, or Halo 3 Plus, or Halo 3 and other games that Halo fans play when they're not playing Halo show, or I don't know. If you guys think of any cool ideas for that, let us know.
How about Cursed Game Format?
Nice.
Yeah, it fits.
Good work. Maybe not. Also, guys, in case you didn't know, hey, big news. Our new website is live. It's podtacular.com 2.0, and it is a full-fledged community site. Everybody has their own blogs. You can PM each other. There's our own forums. All kinds of awesome stuff on there. Captain Crunk, our webmaster, is going to be on next week to talk about some of the cool features on that. You guys check that out yet?
Yeah,
sure did. It's pretty slick.
Yeah, I was just on there.
It's awesome.
With my fierce typing, setting up my profile and everything.
Right on.
Good stuff.
Well, cool, man. Glad you guys like it. Cool. Well, yeah, everybody out there, man, if you guys haven't checked it out, be sure to do that, because it's really awesome. It's a great way for us to be able to communicate and kind of, you know, get together as a community and all that stuff, too. So.
Yeah, most definitely.
Let's see here. Yeah, it looks like, freaking a box, you're going to be heading up Pod TV now, right?
Yeah.
Sweet.
We're going to be recording tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get an episode out sometime soon.
Awesome. Awesome.
Compared to the 3 months we've been waiting, so or more than that.
I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've only been talking about this since, what, episode 8, I think, so, but then again, to be fair to Freakin' Box, of course, he just took over, so.
Right.
Right on.
Yeah, I've been on it for a week, so.
Well, cool, man.
What time are you guys recording?
5 o'clock Pacific time.
Cool.
Wow.
So you got like a bunch of actors already kind of booked in there, or what?
Yeah, we have about 12 people in the clan right now, and all of them have said they're going to be there, so hopefully we'll be able to live even if a few people don't show up. And, yeah.
And just to clarify, like, is this a comedy show, a drama show, or a tip show?
We're mostly going to be going over the game strategies that you've gone over in the show. Like, this week we're going to be doing the several CTF strategies.
Cool.
And so, yeah. And each week we'll have a different theme, and, yeah.
Awesome, man. And this is going to be a video podcast? Are we going to work on that? Or is it going to be on Image Shack, or do we know yet? Or whatever those
studios. Well, I haven't worked out too much on that end right now. First, I want to get an episode actually finished, since that's the most important thing right now. But, the first episode will probably be on Mythica, and then we'll have a link to it from the site.
That's cool.
Cool.
Right on.
So you got some fly music for your show and everything, because, you know, the Podtacular is really rocking, and we need to keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, probably just use the theme music that Decidus made. Don't know if any of you have heard that yet, but it's pretty good.
Well, what do we got next here? We got a big show today.
Yeah.
It's a fat
lot of stuff.
Yeah, so Kinetech, why don't you start us off here?
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Yeah, why not? Alrighty. We got a bunch of random emails and stuff here. Phantom Punk says, on the topic of Halo 3, he feels that they should make the campaign focused on two players. One person is the Master Chief, and the other person is the Arbiter. They have separate objectives and separate goals, but still have their main big objective be joined somehow. Also, he feels that Halo should be Halo. No squad base, no tactics, just run into a room, kill zillions of Flood with a shotgun, and move on. For character models, he thinks that the Master Chief and the Elite should not have different features, because this is not Champions of Norrath or anything dumb like that. They should look cooler, be able to change more features like colors, but nothing to give one team an advantage. Also, some way to incorporate the Flood into the multiplayer experience would be pretty cool, he says. New levels, and especially bring back old ones. Sidewinder and Hang 'em High would definitely rock.
What do you guys think about that, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss Hang 'em High. That was one of my favorite levels.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Definitely a good one.
That was good. Is,
I'm not so sure
pistols,
about the Flood.
Pistols, no shields
though.
On that map.
Oh, yeah.
What?
But
that'd be kind of odd.
Yeah. What were we saying about the Flood now?
Well, I'm not sure about the Flood in the multiplayer. It'd be kind of cool, but unless they got shields or something, it'd be really unbalanced, you know?
Yeah, that's...
So.
No, I was thinking, like, two teams, but after, like, a certain time, the Flood just start getting in there and go after everybody, so they somewhat have to work together, you know, or just have to worry about other things, you know?
Yeah. Or they could bring that that Flood juggernaut they were talking about before Halo 2 came out. Like, the super uber Flood guy.
Yeah, you mean like a survival game type where you just get pounded by waves of Flood?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool on, like, Xbox Live or something.
That'd be kind of cool.
I guess.
Yeah,
or if
that
they
would
made a
be
zombies game that used the Flood. So, you started out with one Flood and
like
a whole bunch of, you know, a whole bunch of Master Chiefs, and then eventually everybody was the Flood. That'd be kind of neat.
Change the character model, so you're a Flood?
I don't know, maybe that. But in that case,
that'd
in that case
cool.
It would be kind of like, what do you call it, Perfect Dark Zero, with their infection game or whatever it's called. So
right.
It's not like they have to use that throughout the entire thing, but, you know, it works for zombies, but hey, who knows? Just an idea. Okay, yeah, so what's next?
Cool. Well, TriSpartan says that he just had something to say about the characters you can play as. He thinks you should be able to play as anyone other than jackals and grunts because they can't hold rockets or shotguns, etc. But being a brute or a marine, he thinks, would be a lot of fun. It might just have to be an ODST marine because regular marines, don't have shields. I kind of see what he's saying there.
A lot of people like the ODST, man.
Paper cut. Oh. Yeah, the ODSTs are pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. Anyway, Papercut JJ says he's been listening since episode 1, but he thinks there should be different characters with different abilities, such as Grunt Jackal, or Grunts, Jackals, Hunters, with pros and cons that even out. Also, a motorcycle as well as a water level should be in there. He thinks that'd be kind of cool. He says he loves the show and keep it up.
Motorcycle. I think there should be like a unicycle with a machine gun mounted on the side, dude. That'd be sweet.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and then you have to like maintain your balance.
Yeah, you have to like move forward and back with a stick all the time.
Well, no, that's like the new Tony Hawk game. You heard one of the secret characters is supposed to be a Spartan.
Oh, really? On Tony Hawk?
Yeah,
nice.
That's kind of
cool.
Yeah.
Like Dead or Alive 4 or something.
Should be cool.
See, everyone likes the Master Chief. That's why Halo's the best game. Everyone wants to copy it.
It's so pimp.
All right.
Yeah. Well... Okay, Middle Age says, even though I haven't played much Halo 2 on Xbox, maybe three games I would like traps? Okay, I don't get what he's saying there.
Like
he's saying he's only played like three games, but he's saying he would like traps. Right.
Oh, traps. Oh, like mines and stuff, yeah. Yeah, I think that would be cool. But traps in Zanzibar, you could hit a button and a big fan on the middle would speed up for a bit, or in other levels the floor would collapse and it would kill everyone on the floor. These traps though should be limited when you could use them. Like one guy gets 7 kills and he can activate the traps.
Well, that's kind of like the exploding barrels. The fusion cores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if the Xbox has a clock timer in it or something, but the... if it... Wow, this... I'm having some grammar problems here.
A little grammar check needed.
Yes, it's not my reading problems. If it does, the map should reflect the time at which you would be playing the game. It is 4... 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's dark outside, and in the game it has been done with... So when it's like 4 o'clock at your house, it shows reflects that time in the game, as in how light, what time of day it is in the gaming environment?
Right, like Animal Crossing with Master Chiefs.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's cool. And that happens.
I don't know if that'd work on Xbox Live, though, because it's too many different times.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
What's cool about that is, like, you can go online, and then you can go over to your friend's house and then steal all the peaches that he planted with his trees.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really cool, because, like, you can use those later, you know, when you're hungry out in the field and you're having a battle and everything. So,
right.
Yeah.
Just sit in your warthog, munching some peaches and some other stuff.
Yeah, regen your health. Yeah,
you buy a house.
Everybody's like, come on, we only got 3 people here, what's the deal? You're like, hey, I'm busy, man, you guys take care, I got peaches.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, there should be a remake of the levels Gerophobia and Death Island. Does anyone know what those are?
Yeah, he's saying they're
Halo, Halo PC. PC.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Those both rocked in Halo for PC. I don't know if Halo 1 for Xbox has these maps.
No.
Gyrotopia is sweet because in the middle section and the two high sides... Because of the middle section and the two high sides. And Death Island is good for tanks and would be perfect for boats if they made it steeper and more out in the ocean.
Okay. Yeah, and that big tall thing with the thing in the side was great. I've never played Halo PC. So.
There's this little adjacent doohickey right over the west.
Dude, that thing's awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
that's what I can tell you.
Okay. Brain Smoothie says, I think in Halo 3, I think in Halo 3 they should have a survivor mode. For instance, there's a small base with some rocks for cover and stuff, and just waves of Covenant come after you with weapons would be optional. You couldn't turn down the endless slaughter of aliens. My other suggestion is more Spartans and few more tactical missions, like more secretive ones. Also, with a Splinter Cell touch. By more Spartans, I mean like in the books. If you read them, there are teams and they do more tactical things. It sounds really cool, but the AI would be really hard to get right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
like
reading the books.
Like Kelly, she disappeared in the last book off to some other planet with Dr. Halsey, for all you who read the books. So I'm waiting to see what happens to them.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next book.
Wow.
But,
okay, so I'm a Halo fan.
No, that's cool. Hey, you're on the Halo show, man.
Yeah, Halo's like...
You're on the right place.
Yeah. It's okay to be a Halo geek. I don't remember where it is I heard this, or if it was a readable, reliable source, but I heard Microsoft doesn't want Bungie creating Halo 3 because it took too long to create and wasn't up to par with Halo 1. It doesn't make much sense, but I thought you guys would like to know.
Really?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that sounds suspicious.
I heard that, like...
Microsoft wasn't say that. That's pretty dumb.
I heard that, like, Jessica Alba and Paris Hilton were going to be making Halo 3 instead, but that's just what I hear.
Oh, no, I heard that, too.
Yeah?
And there was supposed to be, like, some kind of videos and stuff you could unlock as you go through the story.
Yeah, I heard it from a very reliable source.
Should be good.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
That last one for me this time. Quality Jeverage says... Oh, he's helping me with Pod TV, by the way.
Oh, right on.
I would like to see more customization on players. It's already great, but how about getting text entries and placing them on your armor? I have a slight problem with that. I mean, people would start putting cuss words and stuff on there.
Yeah.
I mean, they can filter it out, but you can only do so
much.
You'd
have to have a really, really good filter.
Yeah. One that checks for, like, the threes and replace of E's and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
But a lot hack mania nations.
He's kind of tacking on the idea. He's saying, you know, text in your armor, kind of like track mania nations.
Oh.
Which is another game.
Which you could all check out, by the way. Okay.
Track mania nations.
Yeah. Yeah, like you say, that brings up issues. But we've got some more here. Expanded Flame says, I think there should be a multiplayer feature, online or offline, with your friends, of course, where there are two sides, one attacking and one defending, but the defenders are defending someplace in the city, like the first plaza era in the outskirts, and the attackers are all human or all covenant. So the attackers have the advantages of the first drop off their troops using Pelican, and wherever they see fit, it could be dangerous or safe. So the maps will be like in cities and easier for snipers to sit and hide somewhere. Then the attackers would also have a specific objective, such as overtaking a base, stealing an important object, destroying a generator or a big weapon. And then the Pelican can be used to go pick up troops that respawn back out of the city or area and bring them back, or just provide some air support, or maybe drop off like warthogs. Then the defenders will get things like rocket launchers and some heavy artillery to destroy those warthogs and scare away Pelicans. Then also attackers could get away using the Pelican. And the city streets can be both open-spaced and tight alleys for hand-to-hand combat. And he also goes on to say, for Halo 3 combo melees, then for the HUD, the lines you see on your visor and whatnot, you can make them faintly appear on the HUD to make people feel like a Spartan. Or also have small breathing noises after you run a lot and hear faint heartbeats. So you really get your own heart pumping and feel like you're in the game.
Yeah, that actually, I thought that was really cool too. Cool. Just make it seem more like a helmet, you know?
Yeah. Now, like I was playing Resident Evil 4 today, and when you run a lot, it starts doing like, when Expanded Flame's talking, you start hearing breathing noises like he's really labored, and you start to hear like a heartbeat come through. So yeah, it's a good idea. It does help. Yeah.
That'd be totally cool.
Yeah, and plus Spartans have really good hearing, so they'd be able to hear that stuff even if it... Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, that'd definitely be cool. I mean, they already do that to some extent with the, you know, making noises when you get hit. Also, the flashes of red on your screen, the vibrating. But if it were to go beyond there and get into things like heartbeats and just more subtle noises like these, you know, like breathing noises, I think that would eventually, you wouldn't even notice it except for it would increase your the whole adrenaline pumping deal.
Yeah.
And the other stuff, too, that's it sounds kind of cool to have a gigantic open-ended map, the thing is, like, he's talking about having easier spots to snipe from. The thing with that is that, you know, it becomes a giant sniper map, and trying to avoid snipers or try to take out snipers. And I don't know, I think the maps, for the most part, in Halo 2 are designed to give snipers some advantages on certain maps, but only marginal if they do have an advantage. Like, they can always get... Someone can always come up behind them, wherever they are. You know? Stuff like that. If it becomes so much of a sniper map, then it's just... I don't know, it's just a gigantic sniper game.
Right.
Definitely the big vehicles. You guys all know I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Getting troop transports.
That's what's great. Yeah. Pelicans.
Vehicles are the best.
Pelicans totally. Would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think everybody wants Pelicans.
Yeah. The way they've always done...
Well, I'd like more is a human fighter. Like the Banshee.
Oh... Yeah, the human version.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Dude, on the special edition disc, they had something like that on the Halo 2.
Yeah.
They were showing you all the stuff that they were going to put in there to make you start to drool and realize you don't get it for a few years if they're going to do it at all. So.
Was there a human version of the fighter in the that they were going to put in?
Yeah, it looked kind of like like one of those droid transports on Star Wars Episode 3. Had like a big, huge, really big fan in the middle and that kind of
thing. Dang, I never saw that, man. I gotta go look for that now.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, I remember like the
little, like a quick flash
little buggy, doom buggy thing.
Yeah,
the actually it was more like a 4x4.
Oh, yeah.
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 And they also had like a watercraft on there. Like I think they called it the Doozy or something. That looked cool.
That's fine.
So
I'm still sticking with Master Chief on a skateboard. So.
Oh, I second that motion, man. The hoverboard like on Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, really.
Third.
Nobody calls me chicken.
Oh, there you go. That would rock.
You yellow.
That's a classic.
Well, then we've got some stuff from Spartan 1118, and he's got 10 different things he'd like to see here. Ironically, number one is flying pelicans, as everybody wants it. Then number two, he wants something like the brute force campaign, where you can play through the campaign as an elite Spartan or even an ODST, so they all have their own campaign. Because he really hated it in campaign where you played more as the Arbiter than the Chief. There wasn't like a you could play it as balanced or as the whole campaign as one.
Yeah. One thing about the Arbiter because you know everybody talks crap about the campaign, and yeah, it was really frustrating at the end. But you know, I thought like the coolest thing in the whole campaign was when you're on the station that's suspended by a cable, and you cut the cables, and the whole thing just cuts loose and goes like careening straight down. That was intense, man.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Yeah.
Never jump up right
when
that happens.
I think if it was just like anybody could play through it, it would just be like more generic, you know? So it doesn't really develop the story as much as if it were just a specific character.
Yeah, exactly. They gotta apply it to the character. Yeah.
Like mini campaigns, whatever you call them.
But more skins would be cool, though.
Yeah, because
because pretty much nobody can use elites now because of headshots and stuff, so it's like... I'm sure they're keeping that in mind. They did the elites in Halo 2, and now that nobody uses them because of that issue, I think they're probably gonna pay attention to that in the future. Want to do hopefully do more.
Yeah. Okay. And his number three request would be online multiplayer co-op, which I've requested myself. I think that'd be great. Since they already like tease us with it in Halo 2.
Yeah, I don't even know why they put it on there on like Xbox Live.
Yeah, really?
Maybe you shouldn't even have the option for it. They give the option.
Alright, must
like,
be on to
Xbox.
No,
you can't do that.
And his number four is bots, bots, bots.
Oh, yeah.
What's the bots?
Yeah, me too.
That'd be great. I mean, if you're trying to like a big team and you don't find enough people, it's just so tired to sit there. Why not build with bots?
Exactly. Yeah, we talked about that before. They do it on, they did an Unreal Tournament, you know, back in the day. And I thought they did a pretty good job on that. Yeah. So, it can be done.
Yeah, me too.
Then he says, for number five, he wants them to bring back Sidewinder, the map. Yeah.
Crowd favorite right map, but it's like you can play Halo 1.
Yeah,
I'd like to see some Halo 3 maps, honestly.
So
some Halo 3 maps, some Halo 3 weapons, and some Halo 3 characters, and some whole new game types and stuff like that, and gameplay variants.
Because
a lot of people talk about like bring back this, bring back that, and I'm kind of going, guys, how about some new stuff? You know?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for Halo 3.
People always look to the past. They need to look to the future.
Well, you'll love this next
there.
One. He wants a custom game type where you can switch on the option to have indestructible vehicles, just like Halo 1. Yeah.
Definitely.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. And
they just combined 1 and 2 equals
for,
3.
If they grenades, you ever play with that on Halo 1? Yeah, that was great. Get the stickies, just go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I miss that so much.
Yeah, they should totally do
that.
Yeah, but then people abuse it and it just turns into a grenade.
Maybe
like
just on
custom games.
Yeah,
but you can turn it off or on, so it's cool.
I don't know. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
I always put unlimited grenades.
Yeah,
I did too. Of just all sticky.
They were great. So number seven, he wants campaign extensions to be downloadable from Xbox Live. Kind of like how they have their updates now, like add more story and whatnot. Yeah, really.
Xbox Live Marketplace.
I use that all the time. It's actually pretty spiffy.
Lots on that.
Really?
they're keeping up
good
with
things
it,
about it.
So
yeah,
that's
yeah,
always good. Then number 8, he wants a combat knife so he can go shank someone, I'm sure.
I don't know about the knife.
Yeah.
You're obviously going to run faster with it, but realistically...
Everybody knows you run fast with a knife.
Would the human military build a knife?
Yeah. Not in the year, really. 3000 whatever.
Realistically, maybe if it was a plasma knife, like a regular knife that won't be able to cut
really.
Mjolnir armor or even.
Well, one thing they could do is like one part you need to pick up a plasma cutter or something like that to open a door or something, and then you can use that as a weapon. But that's getting into the one of those games called. Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost reminds me, for some odd reason, of when we used the sword in camp.
Yeah.
It runs out of energy. I always used to make it run out of energy so I could always beat down my enemies with my hand. I always thought that was so much fun. Take this! Dish!
Yeah, the knife is a little... I don't know. I think it throws back too far from futuristic. I think they didn't put that in for the same reason as they didn't put the ATV in. It just turned out to be hokey.
No,
oh,
we're not. We're like
ATV's the next one in the list.
This one's ATV.
That's number 9. Yeah. What's the ATV? Or whoa, something related to the ghost? Our comments have already been made, so I'll just move on.
Well, something related to the ghost.
I bet you number 10 is going to be something about a
shadow.
Maybe
they could pull something else off besides ATV, or maybe make the ATV work, but who knows.
I mean, I'm all in favor of a one-person human land vehicle, but
skateboard,
yeah.
Skateboard, man, that's where it's at.
Not an ATV.
Tricycle, there we go.
Skateboard, bungee, listening?
Master Chief was peddling in the
finally, number 10, Drive Shadows, which were the, those were the big purple things in the Metropolis campaign under the tunnel area there. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
They carried troops and
those are cool.
Yeah, and that's a turret on the back there.
Any troop transports would be awesome.
And a little ghost on it.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We totally just...
Yeah.
That and the Phantom, that'd be cool.
The Pelican.
Phantom and the Pelican.
And that's all he wrote in. And Speedy 9123 says he wants a movie maker.
Huh. Kind of a cool idea, actually. Who knows? I mean...
Ooh, there you go. Almost sort of like Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Melee on the GameCube. Kind of, I guess. They could do. You could take pictures.
I have to say, get yourself a capture card and make your own movies. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, good point. At least maybe be able to turn off the HUD, you know, and then let people use a capture card and do whatever they want.
How do they do that on Red versus Blue?
Yeah.
Like, they never have a HUD.
I think they
have
modded Xboxes, though.
I think they crop it down.
Well, yeah, at first they were cropping, but now they have modded Xboxes, probably.
Thanks to Microsoft, because they condone it now. But.
Well, moving on, we got a lot more stuff here to cover. Moving on to Lord Hobo, he writes in saying, number 1, bots, and that's kind of like, we kind of have a, I think we should kind of do it like a top 10 at some point of, like the top 10 things people have already suggested, just so we can kind of get those out of the way, but that's definitely among the top 10. A map editor, which I think would be really cool, actually. When you look at things like Far Cry and some of these other ones that do the map editor really well, that would just be so awesome, especially since Halo 2 was so focused on the community.
Like, you know. Have any of you played StarCraft?
Yeah.
Well, that game had what came out like 10 or 15 years ago, and it still has over 20,000 people that are on at any given time because it has such an awesome map editor. I mean, there is no end to the variety.
That was a while ago. And we have the technology to do a bunch. You need just to get out there and say, hey, let's do this if people want it. You know?
We can make it better, stronger, faster.
We're going to completely rebuild AOL.
But we still have mail-in rebates.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Well, we also got a projectile editor, like modders used to make needles shoot out stickies. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe mod when the time comes. bigger maps for campaign and multiplayer. I'm sure we all agree with that.
Like the big maps they had on Halo 1 campaign, they were just big and open. You could go explore everywhere.
Yeah.
I love that.
Maps will at least feel more open-ended, you know, on where you can go. And more vehicles. And I'm sure you'll get your wish, Lord Robo, on that one.
Yeah, it's almost a given that they're going to have new vehicles in there.
New vehicles, new weapons, new aliens, new, I don't know, everything. Ultralight 87 writes in saying, of all, make the battle rifle shot single shot and when zoomed in. Make the battle rifle shot single shot when zoomed in.
I think that's
and
good.
A three burst when non-zoomed. What do you guys think of that?
I like that.
Hmm. Yeah,
that's what they're originally going to do. That's what I heard anyway before it came out. But.
Well.
Probably cut it out the last minute.
I don't know. I kind of like it either way, really. Put online co-op, of course, which we talked about. Make the levels bigger than Halo 1 and Halo 2 combined, and a longer campaign mode.
Sheesh.
Totally. A lot more multiplayer maps, of course. We didn't get that already in Halo 2, you know. but good point. Let the Master Chief defend other parts of Earth, since that's what people thought Halo 2 would be like. Defending different parts of Earth from the Covenant, which was what we were expecting. Totally, man. Large-scale battles, definitely would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be awesome to have, like, a huge army of 200 elites charging at you and a couple hundred Marines.
All those Marines would be dead so fast.
But, well, you know...
That would rock.
Well, while the whole thing with the kind of siding with the elites and everything was kind of a cool twist. It was interesting and all. We still kind of all still expected this, climactic, gigantic battle on Earth.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a good twist, and yet at the same time, it was kind of a letdown. So, hopefully we get that product.
Yeah, the back of the cover said he traveled a trillion miles to defend the greatest prize of all, and that's Earth.
Yep.
And yet we only have, like, three levels on Earth, and the rest is on Delta Halo.
Yeah, no kidding. So. But in some ways, it was kind of like to turn this into a fight that one person could participate in.
That was what I was going to say. Yeah. In a 200 versus 200 fight, you're not going to be able to affect it very much.
Yeah, not to mention with Xbox One technology, it's kind of like the same problem. Morrowind ran into you can.
Yeah, we'd go. We'd go to about 3 frames a second.
I don't overload it.
Exactly.
Major lag.
I was talking about getting the other three Spartans that were mentioned in Halo First Strike, since that was part of the Halo story. Sounds cool. They brought in Halo tie-ins from Reach actually on Halo 2. So hey, why not? Make the carbine like the battle rifle in suggestion one with the single shot when zoomed in and then three bursts when non-zoomed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
So you mean it doesn't suck anymore?
Ah, true.
What?
Battle rifle's my favorite weapon.
It's good
to
play with no shield.
Oh, I love the battle rifle.
Yeah, exactly.
Be hard for it that stupid carbine.
Oh, the carbine. I thought you were talking about the battle rifle.
Yeah, you're about to pull the gloves off there.
It's the paintball gun of Halo.
Break it up.
You must die!
I'm saying make an enemy damage more realistic.
Oh, go ahead.
Maybe. More vehicles and weapons for both Human and Covenant, of course, and bots. The obligatory bots.
For the weapons, they should make the plasma pistol actually do something.
Yeah, like in Halo 1, where you could actually kill people by firing normal plasma pistol shots.
Yeah, I remember that.
I used
now
to
it's just paintball.
Plasma pistol used to be one of my primary weapons.
Now it's just nuke.
Bingo.
Yep.
You know what's funny is like going back to Halo 1 and using a new combo? Funny.
Oh boy.
It's like, why didn't I think of this before? Anyway. So on to Wython time. Can you guys pronunciate this, man? Wython time? What?
Wython time?
Wython time.
Wife and time.
Wife and time. Mix it all together.
Flobbery bop floppers.
Yeah, wife and time.
Yeah, that's 303. How about a little side quest? Unlockable by beating the game or something like that. And have Cortana or someone do something to where you can control her. I don't know. He bets some people from Bungie are listening to this, and yeah, how about more colors for Spartans? He's saying like turquoise,
like
or
black,
gray. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like called steel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even dark.
Who knows?
Gray. Gray. That's a great color.
All right. Well, moving on here.
Oh well. Okay, well, I guess it's me now. Well, Frederick Paulin Jr., well, that's quite a name, says, "Hey, Pawtackler, he thinks that Halo 3 should be more of a prequel to Halo 1. If you have read the books, it tells about Master Chief as a kid and him on Reach going through his training. He thinks that it should be more squad-based, like, like Master Chief and a team of four other Spartans in a Pelican. The mission briefing is told by the Master Chief, or you, depending on what Spartan you want to be. As soon as you get to the surface, you see your team jump out of the Pelican, and there's a lot of crosstalk. Your Spartans can adapt to the combat situation."
Yeah. The squad thing seems to be really controversial, though.
Yeah, I think that'll turn it in more to a Republic Commando.
Yeah.
Like, Halo Commando, you know, more than...
I mean, like, with the story, how are you going to tie that in?
Next batch of Spartans is produced.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, well, no, here you go.
Flashback.
Since he ends up in the ship at the end, he's just floating in space, reminiscing. There we go. Those were the good old days.
We should at least have a short scene on how he actually got back, back to Earth from the longsword he was in.
It
says it in the book, but, you know, some people don't read the books, and they have like, okay, so he was sitting in a longsword, and how did he get back?
How did Sergeant Johnson get back from Halo?
He made a deal.
Did you read the book?
I thought he blew up.
Well...
Yeah, man, I played Legendary.
He's
getting all the...
Oh, some of that.
Yeah.
That was his twin brother.
His twin brother, who was also a sergeant.
Yeah, you'll notice this one doesn't die as easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, he's invincible on certain parts of the campaign.
Yeah, I tried like in the end level. I tried shooting him in the head a few times, but he didn't. He didn't really die. He just kind of said, "Hey, quit doing that.
Cut it out.
I ain't got time to bleed."
Well, anyway, he also says that the Spartans could adapt to your playing style. For example, if you're more of a defensive player, they tend to stay back and move more slowly and carefully. But if you're an offensive player and like to be in the enemy's face, then your Spartans will follow and back you up. They move faster.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. They'd move faster, but they are more reckless and can get themselves into a bind easier.
Well,
that'd be kind of cool. Maybe a little editing to that.
Should be good. That makes me think the first time I played co-op on Halo 1, the campaign, I was with a friend of mine, and he'd already played it before, and I had, and I'm just like charging forward, and he's like stopping, looking around every corner. I'm like, "Where you at, man?" Just gun ho.
Well,
yeah. That was the exact opposite. I'd stay back, the other guy would run up, die, respawn by me, run up and die.
Yeah. James Cribb says, "They should definitely put the Arbiter in again for multiplayer. They should go the way of Perfect Dark Zero. In Perfect Dark Zero, they made the multiplayer levels as big as how many... Oh, what he's saying is the levels with just how many people are playing. So you'd have
actually
a huge Sidewinder, and if you only had two people, it'd be a closet."
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, maybe if they were to take... like a big section of a one-player level, for instance, but then block certain parts off depending on how many people you have.
Right. Hey, that's
who knows?
But then you get into the controversy, like, dude, I like that side of the map way better than this side. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Or what if, you could just say random and it puts you in with however many people I can find and picks an appropriate map?
Kind of cool.
Yeah, well, that might do. He continues on and says they should put bots in. There you go again. So you could practice headshots and basically anything else. How about a new power-up other than overshields and the invisibility one? How about a super jump or one or just crazy ones like bullet time or something? Yeah, that would be great on bullet time. That'd be cool, just not on Xbox Live.
How about X-ray vision?
I like staying within reality.
For X-ray vision.
Master Chief walks on the side of a wall shooting two pistols, Matrix style.
A Green Lantern power-up. Spider-Man
Hulk power.
That'd be great.
It's claw bread time.
Well,
no, I have a power up where I can see a big beam of light shining on every person on the map.
There you go.
Those things are laying all around
in my
neighborhood,
power-up.
Man.
And that could be like a skull or something in Halo 3.
That makes it tough to sleep, I'll tell you.
Well, we got one from Sniper Evo 86 who basically wrote us an entire story.
Yeah, this is like War and Peace here.
I mean, holy
wow.
Cow. Yeah.
He could get this thing published.
Yeah, we probably don't want to comment on like every single one because this would take like centuries.
This is some. I mean, I might have to turn this into their commercial version.
Give him
of
his own
print.
Private show.
But we could.
Episode 49.5. Well, okay, here's his views. He thinks there should be a fuel rod gun, and the fuel rod guns on Banshees. He thinks that there shouldn't be any knives. Bad idea. It doesn't feel Halo-y.
Hey, it's a new word.
I guess he's not with running faster. Maybe he's a slow guy or something, but I don't know. Let's see. He also wants a huge map, like containment or coagulation or something of that. He doesn't want any special types of armor to choose from, like no plus or minuses, just all balanced. He wants you to be able to pick up the Jackal's shields and move the turrets. He wants more Easter eggs, which is kind of cool. There's a lot in Halo 1. He also goes on to say that if you've bought the map pack and saw the extra stuff for the concept levels in the campaign, there were medics in the street and med tents. That'd be cool. Kind of like there are in Turf, I think it is. You got that medical building or whatever, only they need to have medics.
Yeah,
I don't know. Let's see. Usable soda machines with trash cans.
Nice. Wow.
Dang it, we're in the middle of a battle!
Hold on, I got a recorder here somewhere.
Hold
dang
on,
it.
I gotta finish this, hold on! Well, that'd be hilarious, dude. That'd be such a funny cutscene.
Yeah, you walk up on some grunts trying to get the soda machine to work.
Master Chief hands him a quarter or two. There you go, that'd be a Coke commercial right there. Always refreshing.
Yeah.
No, that'd be a cutscene. Yeah, that'd be a cutscene.
that'd be great. And he also thinks night vision in the sniper scope, like the one in Halo 1. Was there a night vision in Halo 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the really?
You push white button.
That's right.
Oh yeah, there was. I remember that.
Man.
Yeah.
Well
they don't have very many really, really dark levels on this one, do they, where you're sniping?
No.
Not so much.
But hey, we have Halo 3 to look forward to, so. Well, he wants to be able to hold three weapons, not counting the dual-wield ones. So, in other words, Master Chief would have to be bitten by a flood and grow another arm or something. But he wants more... Go ahead.
We kind of talked about that before with the three weapons, as far as, like, I kind of like the way Perfect Dark Zero does it with you have kind of slots, and one weapon, if it's big, might take up two slots.
Yeah.
But that kind of thing, you
sense.
Have a certain number, so you can't carry like two gigantic weapons at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
I can see, that'd be kind of cool, except that'd be a little hairy in the midst of a huge battle.
Yeah, like switch
like
it.
You're defending your flag, and you're like, oh crap, I can't have both. You're going to this debate in your mind, which you want to have.
And then you got people who have like. If they don't limit it, then you've got one person who has sniper, rockets, and sword.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. One person you can't fit Sniper and Rockets both in your you have enough room. They would both take up room for three, for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If they didn't do the slot thing and they still had the three weapons, that'd be like a new form of deranking. Some horrible guy holds all the power weapons and just runs off with something.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Anyway, he wants more active weather, like it'll affect the HUD vehicles, like it's raining and there's mud and coagulation and the Warthog slips, slides.
Rain would be cool.
You know, stuff like that. He wants zero gravity parts in split screen. Okay. And of course, bots. He wants to be able to go prone, you know, like go on your stomach and crawl around. That'd be great for sniping. Let's see. He wants you to be able to peek around corners, mm-hmm. like they do in Perfect Dark Zero, I think. That's kind
of. I really, ever since, they've had that from Rainbow Six 3, Ghost Recon, all kinds of stuff, and it still takes some skill to do right, because you have to know where exactly you need to go in the corner to peek around and still be able to see without exposing too much of yourself. So, you know, it could be balanced.
Yeah. I could see that. But anyway, I agree with this next statement here. He wants you to be able to control those two plasma guns on the Wraith, you know, that you see in campaign.
Oh,
those things are cool.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's so great to get enemies off your back, dude.
Yeah.
Instead of just running them over and launching the enemy towards the other base, which is kind of funny, but...
But in multiplayer, then the Wraith becomes unstoppable.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's probably why they changed some of these weapons, like the big weapon on the Banshee?
Fuel rod.
Yeah.
That would own, dude.
Yeah, that would totally own.
Especially if you can dodge... Like, especially if you've mastered the ability to dodge rockets that have been guided onto you, you know?
Yeah.
Then you just win in a Slayer game. Yeah. So...
The Banshee's probably the reason that the rockets can lock on in the first place.
It's so hard to hit it without locking on. That's why I hate it about Halo 1, I guess. But anyway. He wants the ability to barbecue the meat from an elite over a campfire. Of course, he says just kidding after that, but hey, I'm all for that. Medium rare elite. Call of Duty style, the ability to return an enemy grenade, like if they throw it at you, you can catch in midair and just chuck it back at them. That'd be kind of cool. He wants the ability to drive/fly a Pelican, Shadow, Phantom, and other cool things. If completed legendary, like on some games, you beat something on the hardest difficulty, they reward you, something like that. He wants cool maps, new weapons. Yeah. And finally, to have hours and hours of fun on co-op alone, then have hours and hours of fun on the split screen and live.
I think you need friends for that.
Yeah. So in other words,
Halo 3, friends not included.
In other words, he wants fun to be included with Halo 3, in case it already isn't. Fun sold separately, just like skill.
Yeah.
Some of those assembly may be required. Not for children over the age of 8. Well, he says that he had a lot of ideas, and there you go. Nice. Halo 3 will be awesome. And he's working on a sequel to this novel called Sniper Evo 89 Strikes Back. So, yeah.
Can't wait.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Okay. Well... Firefly says, I've always wanted to see a grenade launcher in Halo. I don't mean like a rocket launcher or brute shot. I mean like something that fires the grenades at you that you pick up. Stickies and frags, you know? So, yeah. It would give a much greater range when you use your gun to fire the grenades. And I've come up with a concept for it, too. It could be an alternate firing mode for the battle rifle or any other two-handed weapon. It would be really balanced because you would not be able to fire off the weapon while you are firing grenades, and there would be a second or two of lag time before you can fire regularly again. It would also be limited by the number of grenades you carry. The good side of it would be firing off stickies at incredible speed so they are harder to dodge, and maybe launching a frag across coagulation to blow up an opponent's base.
Just put in a paper airplane, man.
Yeah. If you wanted to get a little creative, you could make it a weapon like a slingshot. That'd be interesting. Yeah, pick
David
up a
and Goliath.
Slingshot. That way...
That's how you kill hunters now, you know. You can't just use weapons. You got to slingshot a rock in their forehead.
Nice.
Yeah. That way, you would need to actually pick it up and carry it. All in all, I don't think it would be really cool for function slash weapon to be very well balanced. Okay. And... Yeah. Okay. Digital... Ronin. Okay. Ditto Ronin says, campaign being felt as if you were saving Earth from Covenant Epic. Multiple events happening in the background, depending upon how you play. Buildings being bombarded and air flights. Damage bars for vehicles in multiplayer, and be able to turn that on and off. This is probably for realism. Similar to Battlefield 2. More types of damage depending upon how it was destroyed. Like if a plasma blast hit it from a wraith, the warthog would like melt instead of explode.
Cool. Yeah.
And burns bits of it off. And yeah. This one's a given. Larger array of weapons. Futuristic and not modern day types. This is set in the year 2552-ish. Maybe something that disables the motion sensor
EMP.
For a while. I don't know about that one.
Wouldn't like the Master Chief just fall over.
Yes, stun gun.
That would rock. Futuristic mace.
For the Lady Spartans, of course.
Yes.
That'd be great.
More realistic armor damage every hit.
It's
chunks
slow
of
enough.
Metal start to fall off, and if you are hit by a sniper, there's a dent in your armor. More destructible objects. Walls that can be blown apart. We were supposed to have that, but they took it out for some reason. Like, you were supposed to be able to blow open doors and stuff like that. And the few parts that you have doors. Opening new ways and strategies you must utilize to win. So be able to blow holes in walls and go through the walls. Survivor modes for online, like the flood attack thing we were talking about earlier. The survivor mode. Better environmental effects. Covered that. Hand-to-hand combat. Like, we were supposed to be able to do combos. And slow down normal walking speed.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
He says,
He says there's 2 tons
he's
of sheer armor afterwards. But there's where he's wrong there, because in the books it specifically says the Mjolnir weighs 1,000 pounds, not like 2 tons or whatever.
4,000.
So, yeah.
And plus, he has the armor also is hydraulic and helps him move, too. So.
It's like hydrostatic gel or whatever.
Yeah, maybe some of those subtle like breathing effects or things like that would help or like you're running when you're running instead.
Yeah.
Okay. NORAD7 says bots, definitely bots. Much better storyline, more like Halo 1. I think being able to kick the grenade or toss it back at the opponent would be cool, as long as it doesn't turn into a hot potato with the grenade. Let's play hot potato with our sticky grenades.
Yeah, don't try to kick a sticky. Bad things can happen.
Yeah.
Don't be the last one to catch it.
Well, they should give you the option, though, so if you try, you can stick yourself.
Oh, dang it! Master Chief takes off his boat,
not again.
Throws it at the enemy.
Okay. Yeah. Another neat feature would be the ability to throw weapons at people when you run out of ammo. and you don't feel like reloading, just throw your weapon at them. You should also throw your weapons at teammates and have so they can have them if you want. Hold X or Y to automatically grab it out of the air while you toss it. You could use new buttons on the 360 to do this and throw either the right gun or the left.
Yeah, we actually talked about that in a previous episode. Be able to drop weapons without having to pick up another one so that you give them to teammates.
Yeah.
So, like, if there's stuff like that, be able to just give it to them. And why not just be able to drop all your weapons? Yeah. Why not, you know? It's not like it's going to give anybody an advantage to be able to drop all their weapons.
Master Chief turns suicidal. Drops all weapons.
It's just not worth it anymore.
What's the point? Guns aren't us.
Like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Master Chief going nonviolent.
Oh, what's the point?
Alright, we just got a little...
We're all gonna die anyway. What's the point? Just kill me now.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yes. And on the subject of other games besides Halo 2 and 3, Rockfist says that, being a Halo PC player, he doesn't own an Xbox.
Bummer.
What's that?
Bummer.
Yeah, really. Missing out on all the fun.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get to play other Xbox games very often, but he does enjoy some other PC games, such as Fear. Single player is really great and scary, he says. And he kind of wishes that Halo had a melee attack like Fear, such as a scissor kick to the face.
Ouch.
Oh. Yeah, that might hurt.
Thing is, the Halo 3 kung fu action stuff, we get a little hooky, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you got dead or alive.
Yeah, there you go. Just get in there and throw some stuff.
Yeah. That's where you go for the,
scissor kick.
If you want to beat up people with your fist, go play
Jackie Halo Chan 4. Style, that's it. That's what I was looking for. Yeah. If you're looking for Jackie Chan Halo, just go to DOA 4.
That's where it's at. Phantom Get says he plays Project Gotham 3 and Forza Motorsports. And he says the reason I don't have any other games is because they're freaking expensive.
I want to play Forza, man. Project
that's
Gotham
a good
2.
One.
I've heard a lot of really good things about it.
Awesome.
Project Gotham 2, and it's fun, but I've heard Forza is just, that's like the racing game, period.
I did a review on Project Gotham 3. It sounded pretty good.
Good stuff. Then Mr. Lord Hobo says that since he's got an Xbox 360, he's been playing Need for Speed Most Wanted and Call of Duty 2. Which are both great games if you want to get away from Halo.
I love Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Yeah.
And Call of Duty 2 is awesome, dude. The graphics are amazing on the 360, I'll give them that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear they're coming out with a patch for Call of Duty 2, not in addition to the patch they've already released. A lot of lag issues on multiplayer in Call of Duty 2.
That'd be good.
So, got that.
And then Painkiller05 says, okay, I'll admit it, I play Call of Duty 2 when I'm not playing Halo 2 because it's easy to get kills. There's no auto-aim, and the servers I play in have around 50 to 60 people in them, and rarely lag. It's so much fun just sitting in a top-story window, firing a VAR at a corner, and getting kill after kill.
Oh, that's some high quality stuff right there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Good times.
Yeah, dude. Hope that Halo 3 has the same epic battles.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Moving on to one from Quality Jeverage from Halo 2. He likes playing Phantom Dust because it's deep and a hell of a lot of fun. He also has The Chronicles Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay, because it's sadly the only great movie game to come out in the last several years. And I got a chime. Phantom Dust I got recently, $9, I think, if not cheaper. It has a really rock and complex, if you like deep, basically like an action trading card game combined. Extremely complex, Ben, really, because since action elements of it, being able to be having to react is within a certain time and things like that, you know, it makes it, so highly recommend that one. Chronicles of Riddick, I got that game because of the awesome rig. Graphics are amazing, this one. However, there is absolutely no replay value. I played it, I just plain didn't want to play it anymore. I tried to pick it up a few times, and it plays like a movie script. It's just not the kind of game you want to play over. The only thing of wanting to play it over, there's like these cigarette packs you get throughout the game that have like funny things in the cigarette packs. And those are kind of cool, like, while you're going, but it's not like you want to go back to the game cigarette packs. So it's like, I missed the so-and-so pack, you know? Come on. Because the most of them are stuff like, you know, this is damaging to the health of the world. I don't know. They're funnier than that, but they're basically like jokes in the packs. So, okay, moving on, time again, or whatever his name is. The game worth mentioning is, drumroll, Need for Speed Most Wanted. Once again, playing Halo. And he heard Spellcheck doesn't like World of Warcraft, by the way. Hey, Spellcheck, he says, man, you gotta play. Says, is the game to get and not allowed to play. I'm tapping my arm all the time.
That's like encouraging a horrible addiction.
Spartan says, I think if I weren't playing Halo 2, I'd play, number one, Halo Combat Evolved, if that counts. Number two, PGR 2. Person, something good about PGR 2, really, except I was playing and stuff. He said, you know, he's not lucky enough to have gotten a 360 game. Battlefront 2, which I've heard amazing things about. It's supposed to be a really awesome game. Frank.
Bummer. I love that game.
Anyway. Battlefront 2. It's supposed to be a really awesome game. Of course, a lot of you guys out there are probably chiming in going, yeah, played it. It's awesome. So, let's tell you this and tell you what show. And we're going to move over to one show. Doing the TIFF show a little bit different here. We have Map of the Month. This time we're going to be breaking it down by game time beyond just Map of the Month so that we can talk about, because obviously played a whole lot differently than a Slayer game. Good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tune in for that.
Yeah. Send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com. We actually ask for different stuff every week. You can check it out and send it in at thenewpodtacular.com.
Okay. And the clearer your submitted tips are, the less likely they are to be changed. Also, call our voicemail line at 206-888-HALO.
And a big thanks to Freak in the Box for editing this show.
We appreciate it, man.
And to Jubilee. He's so modest. And of course, Jubilee for editing the pre-show notes that we're reading right now. They're great. I love it.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's it, guys. Wrapping it up. Until next time, we're done. And?
Kill the Bites. Say, play nice with the Nublets. And keep on praying the pranks.
And I'm freaking a box. And I like trucks with rags in them.
Well, I'm Kanskia saying, keep on listening and don't forget to unload the frags before you start trucking. See you later.
Hey guys, peace.
See ya.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da